tough to Donald.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm the host of Gregory's Stories. And the first thing I want to do is let's talk sports. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs right now. Okay, in the Eastern Conference, we have the Miami Heat that's playing against the Philadelphia 76ers. And what's that series like, DJ?
Miami leads that series 3-2.
3-2?
Yep.
I think you said 3-2. Okay.
Yep.
And the Boston Celtics lost to the Milwaukee Bucks last night. So I think their series is 3-2 also in favor of the Milwaukee Bucks. Am I correct, DJ?
That is correct.
All righty. Now, let's go to the Western Conference. And the first team in the Western Conference is the Phoenix Suns, and they're playing against the Dallas Mavericks. And what's that series like right now, DJ?
Phoenix leads that series 3-2.
All right, it's 3-2. And when do they play again? Tomorrow night?
They play tonight.
Miami,
Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers also play tonight.
All right. Well, if Philly wins, the series will continue. But if Philly doesn't win, they either win or go home. And the Dallas Mavericks are playing tonight, and either they win or they go home. So we'll see what happens with the series with the number 1 and number 4 team in the playoffs. And let's talk about the number 2 and the number 3 team in the Western Conference. The number 2 team is the Memphis Grizzlies, and they're playing against the Golden State Warriors. And what's that series? Is that series still 2-2, or did Golden State win last night? And now it's 3-2 Golden State.
Golden State is leading that series 3-2.
All right. Golden State won last night, and that was the barn buster of the game. I listened to it while they were playing. I don't know the final score of last night's game, but it was tight. It was really tight. Memphis Grizzlies were up by about 10, and Golden State had to play their way back into the series. So now it's 3-2 in favor of Golden State, and either Memphis wins or they go home. So that's the sports report for the NBA. That's G-Money Sports Report right now as it stands for the teams seeking the NBA Finals. Okay. Well, now it's time for G-Money's News Report. I have a short report to say that they have some people that are protesting Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court is going to discuss reviewing the Supreme Court decision about Roe versus Wade. And people are protesting because they don't want the decision to be reversed. They like it the way it is. They want women to have the right to decide if they want to bear their children or if they want to abort them. So now people are protesting in front of the houses of the Supreme Court justices. And we're waiting to see what the outcome of the decision between the Supreme Court justices. They're having a conversation. They'll have a discussion about the Roe versus Wade decision at the end of June. So the last days of June, they will make a decision on if they want to change the decision of Roe versus Wade or if they want to leave it as it's been, as it ended up in 76. In 1973 when they originally made the decision. So that's the news report for G-Money's News. And now let's take a commercial break and we'll be back for more of the news, back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central LA. And he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind them. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So we were swimming in the pool and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. And I learned to swim, swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. The waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets. From cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up what I'm talking about and listen to the radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody to pull up my social platforms on the internet. Pull up TikTok. Pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on TikTok. And pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on Instagram. And pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on Twitter. And pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on YouTube. And then pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on SoundCloud. And you can pull up G Money, the pimp comic, on Facebook. All of those social platforms are where G Money, the pimp comic, has a lot of activities for you to listen to some music or listen to stories or listen to activities on the social media platform. And if you really want to get involved in some activities, then go to storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can go to the webpage and you can pull up all of these menus. You can pull up blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, and you can listen to all of the radio shows, over 780 radio shows that we've been doing since 2017. All right, then you can go further down on the menu list and you can go to G Money's product store, where we got all kind of products that you can buy in our product store. You can buy it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can buy all kind of products in the G Money product store. And then you can go down and you can pull up all of my story albums. I have 20 story albums that you can pull up and listen to all of the stories that I told on my radio show and that I told in the book that I wrote. All of the stories that are interesting that tell different situations in my life from the time I was like 3 years old up until the time I moved to Las Vegas and became an entertainer in Las Vegas, and even talking about being on the radio. And then you can always pull up my music. I have 5 music albums with over 48 songs that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. So you can pull up the songs, and each song is for sale for 90 cents a song. So you can buy as many songs as you want, and they're all available. And everything on the website is available for purchase. So buy the ones you like. And I have a comedy album that I have available with over 200 jokes and stories on the comedy album that you can pull up and listen to. Yes, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a website that tells everything about my life in Las Vegas as I've been a star on the Las Vegas Strip. in Nevada. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so. Yes, it is. That's the way it is. I'm G Money. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, back to the radio show. DJ Papa D, I'll play another song for our listening audience. And then we can get back to a real interesting story that I recorded for the listening audience. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
The desert. You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people live in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years.
that's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now I think it's time for me to let you listen to a story that I wrote and recorded for your special occasion. So, DJ, Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the audience's entertainment? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I want to tell you a story about when I spent New Year's in L.A. This particular day, New Year's, I was hanging out with my brother Warren, and he had an orange Camaro that was sitting on 20s and had a T-top cut in his roof, and his car was kind of clean, but my Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low-riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. So anyway, New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we were rolling down Western Boulevard going northbound, and we got to Santa Barbara, which is now called Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we made a left turn, and the first two cars blocked the street off. That's how you do it when you're rolling in a caravan. The first two cars blocked the first two lanes off of the oncoming traffic so that everybody else in the caravan can keep on going. And I was rolling in the car club, so I rolled around with them. And we went down Santa Barbara, and we got to Crenshaw, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And it's a big shopping center, but they had a nightclub called the Blueberry Hill Nightclub. And we parked all our cars in arrangement and everything so that everybody could see our cars. And I pulled up and parked in the front, and I turned my lights on my car, and I was just sporting my car, because my car had lights all over it. It was really nice to look at, and I was the oddball in the car club, because the car club was nothing but Firebirds and Camaros, so I had a Mustang, and so I pulled in the front, and we were outside, and we were talking to some people, and we got ready to go inside, because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, 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 bang. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. We got to get inside. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car, but the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I had my buddy Bernard with me, and he was like, man, how are we going to get in the club? I said, we'll have to wait till the bullets stop falling before I get out the car. And so he sat there with me, and we just listened to the bullets just rain off the top of my hood and the top of my car. They were just binging, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, oh, no, they're shooting. I should have known this in L.A. And so we didn't even get inside the club till the next year. We were in the parking lot the whole end of the year, and we were dodging bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot because the bullets are coming down. And he's like, yeah, man, we should have been inside. And I'm like, yeah, man, we should have did it moving instead of waiting. We should have been all the way in the club. That way we wouldn't have to worry about anybody shooting us. We could have been in the club talking to the girls. But we had to wait. And so we sat in the parking lot in my car, and my car was looking good, but we were hostages in my car until the bullets stopped raining. And that was about 5 or 10 minutes after midnight when the bullets stopped, and we got a chance to jump out the car and run to the front door and run into the club. And from that time on, we were safe and sound. So that's how I spent the last of 1985. And 1986, I rolled out. And I had a new girl. I met a girl inside the club, so I gave her a ride home. So me and my buddy Bernard, we each had a date. So we rode and gave them a ride home. And they loved riding in my car. They thought my car was so pretty. And I said, yeah, girl, my car does look good. I know it does.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert park, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old
flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp dumb. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comedy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to say that it's really a pleasure to have you listening to my radio show. I've been on the air for now for 4 years, and I hope the show is exciting. And you can tell all your friends to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I talk about. I got jokes, I got stories, I got entertainment for the whole family. So, right now, though, I need to get a a time check from my DJ, so I know what time it is.
3:50 p.m.
I missed that. What did you say, DJ? 3:53?
3:50 p.m.
3:50. All righty then. Well, let's see. What do I have to share with my audience today? I can... I'll tell you a joke. There was a man that had an accident, and he had surgery, and he had his ears removed in his surgery. But he got a bunch of money, and he decided he was going to start his own business. So he started trying to hire people to work in his business, people that would know about the business. And he started interviewing people. And the first man he interviewed, he told him, well, this business is for observation business. This is the type of business where you identify stuff and then you talk about it. So if you're looking at me, what kind of information would you be talking about? And the man said, well, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming, get out of here, get out of here. So he kicked the first guy out. And then he went out to the waiting room, and he got one of the other guys that was sitting in the waiting room, and he brought him back into the office, and he interviewed him. He said, this position is for an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me. And the other man looked at him, and he said, I don't think you have any ears. And the man started screaming and hollering again. And he said, get out of here, get out of here. So the second man ran out the building. He ran out the interview room. And he ran back into the waiting room. And he was talking to the next guy that was ready to interview for the job. And he told him, he said, man, whatever you do, don't say anything about the man not having any ears, because he's really sensitive about that. And if you don't mention that he doesn't have any ears, you'll probably get the job. And the guy said, well, thank you. I appreciate the information. That's good looking out. Thank you for the heads up advice. If I get the job, I'm going to look after you. I'm going to hook you up. And the guy said, all right, good luck with your interview. So he walked in, and he sat down at the table. And the guy told him, well, this job is an interview position. It's an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man said, wow, that's amazing that you came up with that. Because nobody's ever said that to me. Oh, what made you think of that? And he said, well, I know you can't wear no eyeglasses because you got no ears to hold the glasses up with. And that's the joke. Woo-hoo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let me think of another joke to tell you real quick so I have some time. There was a man and a woman that were living together. But the woman was always complaining because her husband didn't ever want to do any housework. She used to always tell her husband, you always come home from work and you sit on the sofa and you watch TV. Or on the weekends, you open up the newspaper and you read the newspaper. You don't ever give me any help around the house. You don't help me clean up anything. And the man was like, well, you know, honey, if I get out and do any work, I'm going to get sick. And if I get sick, I could possibly die. And the woman said, oh, no, you're just lazy. You don't want to do any work. And he said, well, I'm telling you. And plus, your cooking is awful. And she said, oh, now you're going to talk about my cooking. I get up and I cook for you every day. You're going to talk about my cooking? And he said, yeah, because your cooking is awful. And you want me to work and jeopardize my health. And you can't even cook me a decent meal. And she said, oh, well, if you want to talk about my cooking, I guess we need to go to a marriage counselor and we need to discuss this because I can't have you talking about my cooking and you're not doing no cleaning because I'm cleaning the house, I'm mopping the floors, and I'm vacuuming the carpet, and I'm polishing the furniture and everything. And all you're doing is sitting down, reading the paper, and watching the TV? Oh, no, I can't have this. So we need to talk about this. We need to talk to a marriage counselor about this situation. So they go and they talk to a marriage counselor. And the man goes in and he says, man, my wife can't cook. She feeds me garbage. I can't even eat the stuff she feeds me. And then she wants me to get around and walk around the house and do all the housework. Isn't that a woman's job? I can't believe she's asking me to do woman's work. I go to work every day, and I wear a suit, and I go to work, and I work all day long. And then I come home, and I just want to relax. And I lay on the sofa, and I'm trying to read the newspaper. And she's complaining that I'm not doing any work. I really think that, you know, I should have some time to be able to sit back and relax. Because, you know, I could have bad health problems because I'm getting older. And the man said, oh, okay. He said, woman, do you have anything to say? And she said, yeah, I can't believe how come he can't help me clean the house. He doesn't do anything around the house, and he complains about my cooking. I can't stand it. I'm cleaning and cooking for him all the time, and he doesn't have any respect for me at all. He just thinks I'm his servant, that I'm supposed to work for him all the time. And he's complaining, saying that he's going to get sick and that he's going to die. And I don't think so. I think he's fussing about it. And the marriage counselor said, oh, I see what you're saying. He said, okay, sir, can you wait out in the lobby? Because I want to discuss some stuff with your wife. And he said, yeah, all right, I'll go out to the lobby and I'll wait for my wife to come out after you finish talking to her. And so then the man goes and sits in the lobby, and the wife starts talking to the marriage counselor. She says, he doesn't do anything around the house. And I know that he's older and he's going to be sickly, but, you know, he could at least help me do something, you know, and he can watch his health if he's helping around the house. I think that'll make him feel better. And the marriage counselor said, well, I think what you should do, ma'am, is just keep fixing his food and put candles on the table so you can fix him like a candlelight dinner and you can be real nice to him for the candlelight dinner and make him really appreciate your meals. And, you know, you really go through a lot of effort and really fix a real nice meal for him. And I think that he'll appreciate your meals if you put a lot of time and effort into cooking his dinner. And if you don't bother him a lot about working around the house, because he's going to work every day. He gets up and he gets out and he goes to work and he comes home every day. And if you're not bothering him, then, you know, he'll live a lot longer and he'll be happier in your life. And you can really make him feel better about himself and he won't have any problems with your cooking. And he won't complain about you doing all the housework. In fact, he may even get up and try to help you do a few things around the house. So I think if you do it like that, I think he'll live a long time and you'll have a happy marriage. And she said, oh, you really think so? And he said, yeah, I think that's what you need to improve your marriage. And so she said, okay, thank you. And she got up and walked outside. And her and her husband went and got in the car, and they were driving home. And so the man asked his wife, he said, well, you talked to the marriage counselor. So what did he have to tell you? And she said, you're going to die. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, all right, DJ. I think that's time for us to shut it down. It should be close to 4 o'clock. What do you think?
Hey, it's 4:02. Time to shut it down.
All right. Well, all right. Well, it's time to look at our fans and see how many of my fans, my followers of the radio show, are celebrating their birthday today on, what is today? May 12th, because tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so today is May 12th, 2022, and we want to celebrate everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 12th. So, DJ, do we have some names of my fans and my friends that are following my radio show? Oh, and before you give us the names, I want to let everybody know that if you go to Facebook and you go to Storytime with G-Money, go to that Facebook page, you can register as a fan and as a friend of mine on Facebook. And you can be registered. We can pull your birthday up and give you a shout out for your birthday. So go to Storytime with G-Money on Facebook and sign up as a fan on Facebook. Okay, G-Money, Papa D, let's hear some names of some of the fans and the friends that are celebrating their birthday today, February 12th, 2022.
How about if I give you the birthdays for today, May 12th, 2022? How about that?
Yeah, that's what I said. birthday is May 12th, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
No, you said February 12th. Anyway, Feature Queen Rena has a birthday. Kelsey Lee has a birthday today. Alceria J. Ivy has a birthday. Kenneth J. White Sr. has a birthday. Happy birthday to Trey Tripp. Happy birthday to Tanya Milliner. Janet is 53 years old today. Jamal Wilson has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Benjamin Moten. And happy birthday to Danae Curtis, who's 45 years old today. Zeta Rose is having a birthday fundraiser. Happy birthday to Zeta Rose. And last but not least, Bawdy Dwayne is having a birthday. And Dwayne's having is also having a fundraiser for the Innocence Project. And those are the birthdays for May 12th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. Today is your special day. It's your birthday. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy it with the grace that God has given you to be alive today, to see another birthday in your lifetime. All right. And I want to say I have a special gift for everybody. It's my birthday song that I want to sing for you today. I've been practicing on my singing, and I think my voice is getting better. So I'm going to try to sing your birthday song with a little feeling and some love and attention. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many, many happy birthdays from now until eternity. May God bless you with the rise and shine of the sun every day that you're alive and kicking. And may your family give you love and grace and give you special greetings on your birthday. Today is your special day, and I want you to live it with the love and the grace that God has given you on this day. So, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many, many more. And it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So share your birthday with all your loved ones, and I hope you have a good time on your birthday. All right. Well, since we've wished you happy birthday, now it's time for you to sit back and pray with me so that we can stop the war in Russia and the Ukraine, so we can help China get rid of the virus that is spreading throughout China, and we can help the United States get their situation together so that we can avoid inflation, and we can avoid the Supreme Court revising the Roe versus Wade lawsuit, and may all the kids have a good time in school, and may the virus not pop up in anybody's state, as everybody should be vaccinated, and the virus should be on the way down. We should have defeated the virus in the United States. So, I'm saying, everybody be happy. Be happy. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right. Now, let us pray. DJ,
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
My Mustang 65, that's my ride, and I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister is gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood and I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black seal. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again, real soon. And I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she did. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. J-O, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know.